Simin Kuf Beis Halacha Hey. For all of you that started with us in the beginning of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, today is our 500th day of learning halachas, which should make this our 1500th halacha. Mazel tov to everyone, and let us continue and finish together. Tzarech Sheyeh Erev Kayam, the food of the Erev must remain in existence, Ad Sheyechon LeTzarech Shabbos, until one has prepared all the Shabbos needs. Im Nevel Lo Einechol HaPas Erev, only the bread was lost or eaten before the preparations were finished, but the cooked dish remains. Eim Mekach Klum, it's no concern, Namutta Filo Efreis, and it's mutter to cook and even to bake for Shabbos. Im Nevel Lo Einechol Tavshel, if the cooked dish was lost or eaten, in Nishar Kazayas, if there's a Kazayas-sized portion of the dish remaining, Gam Kein Lo Hivs, it also does not lose its efficacy. But if there's not even a kazayas-sized portion of the dish remaining, also lavasher, it's also to cook. Ki'ilu erev klan, it's as if he didn't make any erev at all. What does one who did not prepare an erev do to prepare for Shabbos? And lenisgad achar sudas shachos, if he did not realize that he did not prepare an erev until the morning meal of Yontif was prepared, vim ein shem amakum hu yisro achar she'erev, and there's no other yid in that area who did prepare an erev, and it's only mutter for him to cook one pot, and to break one loaf of bread, and to light one candle for Shabbos. Chacham permitted these specific activities in this case so that he may attend to the minimum of his Shabbos needs. If he realized that he did not have an erev before he cooked for the morning meal, he may cook a large pot of each type of food he will eat on Yontif. So Shabbos, an add-on for Shabbos. If locally there is one who prepared an erev, the person who did not make an erev should give him his own flour and meat to that person as a matana, along with all ingredients, and the other one should acquire these things through hagba by lifting them up. And the recipient who did prepare the erev can cook and bake them for this guy, even in the house of the one who did not prepare an erev. Halacha vav, kol bal habayis, every house, head of every household, Tzarech lasses erev tashulim, atzmai should make the erev tashulim himself. I feel isha shein le baal, even a woman who has no husband in miyadas, if she knows how to prepare erev, miyuchliyavas lasses atzmai, she is obligated to make it herself. Vasalismachal erev shal gadol ha'ir, and it's also for her to rely on the erev of the gadol, the rav of the city. Omisha shachal machmas, and it's one who forgot because of einus, loy also erev tashulim, did not make an erev tashulim. Or he made it and it got lost. If there's a person in the city who prepares air for the entire city, that is, he confers ownership of the cooked item and the bread to them, as detailed in the Shulchan Aruch. This person can rely on this erev. But one who forgot because of atzos through laziness, loy mahani lay. The erev of the rav does not matter him. Medina kadel sif hey, and this halacha is the same as that the one who has no erev set out in sif hey. Halacha zayin imchol yontif yom hey of yom vav. If yontif falls out on Thursday and Friday, nitzko yom hey shall yasu erev tashilim. Remembers on Thursday they didn't make an erev tashilim. Yachal asas hayom, he can prepare the erev on this day. Yivarachas abracha, and he makes the bracha of achach yom, and he says a condition. Imayom kodesh, if today is kodesh and it's achal asas erev, then I don't need an erev to cook today on Thursday. Imayom chol, and if today is a weekday, b'hadin eruva, then with this erev I'm cooking for Shabbos. Avar Rosh Hashanah in a yachal asas came, but Rosh Hashanah can't do this because again it's yom aruchta.